I can hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way in us and through us on this day. And we welcome your presence to fall here on the Master's Call. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel you desire to abide in the praises of your people as we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up the praises to your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into these broken vessels you desire to abide in the praises of your people as we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up the praise unto your name. As we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. As we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up the praises to your name. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. Your presence, Lord, fall fresh on us today. Your presence, Lord, on this day of atonement, oh God, your presence, Lord, wash us and clean us with your blood, oh God. Oh, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come with us this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come bless this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Your presence, Lord, everywhere we go today, may your presence meet us there. Your presence, Lord, for greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Your presence, Lord. God, our creator and king, watching over us, we lift our voices and sing, you are glorious. We adore you now, let your love pour out on us. Saturate us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy, and we give you glory. We reach toward the heavens, because we want your presence to fill this place. You fill the air with the sound of your praise. You are worthy, and we give you glory. You open the heavens, and you cover your people with love and grace. Saturate us. Saturate us now, open heaven, let your love pour out on us, saturate us. We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy, and we give you glory. We reach for the heavens because we want your presence to fill this place. And you fill the air with the rain from the clouds of your glory. And you saturate us, you open the heavens, and we want your presence to fill this place. Saturate us with your love, Lord. Saturate us now, open heaven. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us with your love, God. Pour out on us. Saturate us with your peace, oh God, with your peace, oh God, on us. Saturate us,
Jesus.
Oh, lift up your voices and give them the praise this morning. Shout out a hallelujah unto the God of God, the King of Kings, the our all in all, our Savior and our King. Host, take it away.
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much for your praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate all that you do. God is good. We go to thank you, Minister Brenda, for greeting us this morning with that powerful tag. And today is the Day of Atonement. We celebrate the Day of Atonement. Thank you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be on this call this morning and give God all the praise. Let me share a little bit about this awesome journey that we all are on. So I'm grateful. On October 2010, two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Bison, started us. And so we haven't looked back 12 years. Hallelujah. We said in the scripture 88:13, but you are cried out of the Lord in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin a brand new day. Well, I want to share with you, if you have anything that's on your heart and you need a prayer, a word, you can visit our website 24/7. That website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the message has been archived on that site, as well as our powerful speakers. Feel free to share this page with anyone that you come in contact with, because you never know what things are going through. So we share that with everyone. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience. Let me say that again. God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructed us to do. For immediate obedience, we continue to experience preservation, divine protection, create miracles, and sustain the breakthrough at noon. If you believe by the Lord, be a part of this blessed minister, as a greet, as Minister Brenda, as a songer, as Minister Tiffany, as a host, as yours truly, or you want to share word, you may even have a prayer request, a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will contact you. But I just want to share with you, on Friday, we have a treat. You can take your prayer request and praise report and on the second half of that call and share live. Our phenomenal company, which calls Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 32 years ago, we are now called Artist Life, with great products to help the world become healthy. And I always like to say, you become wealthy if you share. The morning motivation call him Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of these wonderful artist products. That number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. And that access code is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. If you are being charged by any of the carriers, T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, and all of those, the number you need to call first so that you will not be charged, that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and the Power Couple of Health will be doing the call, and the subject is hernia. So everyone, please, if you know anyone, please put them on that call so they can hear that powerful information that our sister in Christ is trying to share with you. Well, let me just share with everyone, please keep in touch with your back office. Stay in touch. Share your information with everyone you come in contact so you never know who needs our products. So we want to be a light to someone today. Well, I'm just going to slow this down. I guess you say, am I talking fast? I don't know, but I'm excited. So let me share with the speaker that's about to come before you this morning. She's no stranger to this call. Hallelujah. He's the I Am and Count It All Joy. Prophet, you know her name, Prophet Kai Brown. I'm so glad to be a part of this call. You know, it's just things that I'm just going to share, a few things about Prophet Kai Brown. And you know that she's really on fire for the Lord. Prophet Kai Brown was born in New York City, and she currently resides in the great state of San Antonio, Texas right now. She's called into the ministry in 2000 as a late minister. God led her to seminary where she received a massive art of counseling. She stands in scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. I declare the Lord, the plans are possible, you not to harm you, the plans to give you a hope of the future. Amen. She has a wonderful son. Let me just take that. We have a wonderful son. His name is Christopher. So he's just doing so well. She is so pleased with him. Well, let me just share with you guys, too. She has a extensive bio. What I ask everyone to do, please go to themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and you can see her extensive bio. So we're excited about that. Well, let me share a little bit more. I'm going to pray before we, so she entered this stage here, and this is where we're going to go. Let me just pray. Let us pray. Dear God, I just want to use a moment to give you praise for who you are. You are a great God, a good Father, a merciful ruler. We thank you right now for just being you all by yourself, Lord. As we look around, Lord, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. We're not asking for nothing. We're just thanking you this morning. Lord, we ask you right now, thank you for the speaking about the download of word in the telecommunications sanctuary that we're going to do us some good. We're grateful. Hallelujah. We're grateful this morning. We ask you now, right now, to touch your voice, Lord. Give her the sermon to move forward, Lord. We ask you right now. We ask you to bless her over and over again as you move forward. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. Prophet Kai, the floor is yours. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. As we know, you are walking in joy, as you tell us all the time. We so appreciate what you do for us here at the Master's Call. And, of course, we have to honor the two amazing and dynamic women of God who said yes to the Master's and founded the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. Because without their yes and their obedience, we would not be here today to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. But as always, we give God the ultimate praise, the hallelujah, as we begin today. I'm going to start us off as we are walking in our 12-year celebration with our moment of glory. And today's moment of glory comes from a sister who is no longer with us. She came to Georgia to visit, to do some hard work in just restoring her family. And as she was preparing to come, she called me up and she said, can I stop and spend some time with you? She goes, I know we've not met in person, but we've been doing the Master's Call here for a few years, and I just will be in Atlanta, and I would just really, really love to stop and spend some time with you. And if you all know me, y'all know I'm like, And the Holy Spirit said, no, yeah, invite her to stay. And you know, that just threw me off even more because I was like, wait, let her stay in my house? You know, we could meet, we could hang out, we could do all those things, but the Holy Spirit said, no, let her stay. You know, she's getting ready to do some things, and the two of you are going to pray together. Y'all are going to spend some time together. And I'm talking about none other than our very own Sister Ada Grace, who has gone on to heaven. But that time so blessed me. And here I thought I was, you know, me being, you know, in my prophet training, me walking it out. I'm getting ready to pray for her. I'm getting ready to, you know, help her with her situation. She came in and blessed my life. I mean, we did pray together. We pushed in and we prayed about her situation, but she came in with such a sweet spirit, with just such a love for me and for the master's call, that it just moved me to a different place. It opened my heart even more to my sisters and brothers on the master's call, and it took my ministry with the master's call to a new level. Here I thought God was using me to affect change with her, but yet instead he used her to affect change in me. And so that is my moment of glory, or one of them, here on the master's call. And although Ada Grace is no longer with us, I know that she is watching over each and every one of us here on the master's call. So to follow on in one of my mentors' ways of doing things, we're going to do a little bit of history before I get into the word. And what is the Day of Atonement? The Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, is one of the two highest holy days on the Jewish calendar. In the Old Testament, the high priest made an atoning sacrifice for the sins of the people on the Day of Atonement. This act of paying the penalty for sins brought reconciliation, which is a restored relationship with God, between the people and God. After the blood sacrifice, which is offered up to the Lord, a goat was released into the wilderness to symbolically carry away the sins of the people, and thus we got the term scapegoat. And that goat never returned into the place into the village. The Day of Atonement was a yearly feast instituted by God, completely covered to pay the penalty for all the sins of the people of Israel. Now this is the 10th day of the 7th month of the Hebrew calendar. And that falls on our calendar sometime between mid-September to mid-October. And the Day of Atonement in the Bible, you can read about the Day of Atonement in Leviticus 16. And if you read 1 through 34, that will give you the whole story of the Day of Atonement. But for us, for the Christian faith, how do we look at the Day of Atonement? Jesus, the day he went to the cross, was the ultimate Day of Atonement. There was no longer a need for a yearly blood sacrifice. He then covered the sins of the world for all time. So that is our brief history of what the Day of Atonement is. And now we're going to get into the word. And we are in the midst of the series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is empowerment. And as we have been processing through this series, we talked about what empowerment was from a biblical and a natural perspective. We've talked about various scripture references. We talked about various scripture references, and we've also talked about how we are empowered. So today, what we're going to look at is we're going to look at spiritual empowerment as God empowering man. And what I want to do is I want to look at some lessons that we learned from the weeping prophet. And who is the weeping prophet? The weeping prophet is Jeremiah. And I know if you all have been on this call for any length of time, you know one of my favorite scriptures is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. So Jeremiah was considered the weeping prophet. And we're going to look at empowerment through some of the things, or spiritual empowerment, through some of the lessons that we learned from the weeping prophet. In our desire to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, Jeremiah has some very important things to teach us, some lessons that if we'll learn and take and truly chew on, that as Christians will help us to walk in that spiritual empowerment, that power that comes from the Holy Spirit. As individuals, Christian workers, family members, professionals, we may have our own personal or institutional challenges that come to us. We may have those situations and circumstances that burden and beat us down. Sometimes we allow the difficulties to divide us, break, or destroy us. But if we truly look and truly trusted God, we would understand that that suffering, that those challenges, that those difficult times are also a gift from God. Yeah, I said it. Those challenging times, those difficulties are also a gift from God. Because the process of spiritual empowerment includes acknowledging that we are not enough, that in and of ourselves, we can't accomplish it, but through God, all things are possible. In our weakness, he shows his strength. See, that's empowerment. So if we look at it, the process of spiritual empowerment includes the acknowledgement of his divine presence, of his provision, of his wisdom, power, and love. So we have to acknowledge that it's not about us, but it's about Jesus and the atoning work that he did on the cross so that we could be forever returned to right relationship. See, we don't have to have an annual day where a blood sacrifice in the history was made for that atonement, and now it's a day of repentance. But we have the ultimate sacrifice where we were permanently returned to right relationship and given the right of sonship and daughtership with God. So we have to acknowledge, one, his divine presence. If we know that the Lord is present with us, we will listen to him. And that is how he will teach us the lessons about his plans to prosper us. That's how he gives us his Jeremiah 29:11 plan. So we have to acknowledge and accept his divine presence. We have to acknowledge and accept that the potter has us on the wheel. And that is, he is perfecting us through those situations and circumstances and his divine presence. But as he is perfecting us with his divine presence, he always provides the provision that we need. So one is to accept his divine presence in our lives and to surrender and submit to it. Not only to accept and acknowledge it, but to surrender and submit to it. Then two, we have to understand and know how to utilize his divine provision. Take a minute to think about that. Because he tells you he will provide all of, he tells us, thank you, Lord, he will provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. But what we do with that divine provision is up to us and determines how much more he can provide us. See, if we are unwise with the provision, then he's got to then find other ways to meet the need. But if we choose wisdom with his provision, if I admit that the Lord is my provider, if we each admit that, then even in my weeping stages, even in those times when I am at my lowest, I will look up to him and constantly depend on God for my comfort and my strength. Again, not about me. But if I acknowledge that he is my provider, then I'm always looking to him, even when the provision is the need for strength and comfort, even when the need is peace of mind, even when the need is not physical but is emotional, then I'm trusting and believing that God will provide what he says he will provide, because his word is true and says, I will provide all of your needs, not some of them. So if I trust that he is my divine provision, then I will allow him to walk it out. That is what will make the renewal and revival process possible for us. That's what will make Romans 12, 1 and 2, the renewing of our mind daily possible, because we know he is our provision. After all, he is the one who gives power for his own people to succeed. And he tells us that in Deuteronomy 8 and 18. So one, we have to acknowledge and accept his divine presence. Two, we have to accept and acknowledge his divine provision. And we have to, three, acknowledge and accept the divinity of the wisdom he provides us with. If we are conscious of the fact that he is prepared to teach us new ways of doing old things, then we will not allow our experience and ignorance to have the better part of me. I'll not allow my way, and I'm going to make this personal. I'll not allow Kai's way of doing things to get in the way of the divine God way of doing it. I'll move my way out of the way, and I'll seek his desired way, his wisdom for doing the thing. I will ask him for the renewing of my mind daily, to walk out that Romans 12, 1 and 2. So we've got to stop limiting God by limiting the wisdom we allow him to deposit within us. Because if we ask him to work out the situation, he will work it out. He will give us the divine wisdom, because he's already given us his presence, because the Holy Spirit resides within us if we've given him our life. He's promised to be the provision, and he'll provide the wisdom if we will allow him to. If we will count it all joy, understanding the assignment is empowerment. And God can empower us through this process if we will allow him to. If we understand and acknowledge that empowerment includes his divine presence, divine provision, divine wisdom, power, and love. But we have to make the choice. To choose to walk out the acceptance of who he is in our lives so that we can be empowered. That choice is ours. He's given us free will. Second Corinthians 12 and 9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. See, that's the power that we want.
We don't want our own power. We want the power of Christ. And that comes through the acknowledgement of the divine presence, provision, wisdom, power, and love of God. Now, I'm going to have to stop right there, and we will talk about the divine power and love as a part of the empowerment that God gives us as we continue to walk through, count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is empowerment. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Yes, thank you so much for that on-time word. I tell you, empowerment, I'm just taking some of the notes. I'm so taken back by this word. Oh, empowerment, count it all joy, the spirit of empowerment. Oh, I could go on. Let me just stop right now. I'm so excited this morning. Let me pray and pray over our prayer request. Dear God, I'm grateful for your endless message this morning. Lord, we thank you for this message this morning. Lord, we ask you right now to give us the strength. We ask you right now, we pray for our prophet, Kai Brown, for this on-time word, the spirit of empowerment. We can count it all joy. The power comes from the Holy Spirit. We truly got to understand what you're doing for us, Lord. We can't do it on our own. We have to wait for you, Lord. Father God, we ask you right now to bless Prophet Kai over and over again, Lord, with so many blessings, Lord. She put out so many positive things that we have to move forward, God. Lord, right now we ask you, we want to honor our two amazing co-founders, the Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weathers, for trusting God for these past 12 years, Lord. We pray for everyone that joined us this morning and thought it was not robbery. Lord, we pray for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life worldwide. We lift up the staff, Lord. Thank them for all that they do, Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord, we want you to go by the nursing home, hospital. Lord, as we look at the people incarcerated, well, we ask you right now to touch their bodies, their mind and soul and spirit like never before, Lord. We pray right now for everyone that's going through bereaving right now. You know them family by family, Lord. Comfort them. Give them the peace of all understanding. Lord, we ask you right now, and we keep our mind focused on you. Lord, as you go through this day, we ask you to give you all the praise and the glory. And we love you in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Well, let me just share with you this call. I know you want to share this with somebody today. We also feel that through the Day of Atonement, we are grateful this morning. Let me give you a number. Share with everyone you can come in contact with. That number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and that access code is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Again, please review your back office and keep in touch with your business. And this morning, next call will be the New Morning Motivation Call and the Power of Health, Power Couple of Health. Mrs. Flanagan will be doing a call, and hernia is the subject. So who do you know? That number again is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525, and that access code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Brennan, for your greeting this morning, that powerful tag. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for praise and worship. We appreciate you and all that you do. Again, thank you, Prophet Brown. Thank you again for that powerful, powerful message. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And will you please close us out in the invitation?
And thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just want to continue to just honor you, Father, to give you all the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And we say now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen. My TMC family, go out and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.